Okay, this is a Hasidic discourse, Parshas Lech Lecha. It talks about Avram. That's where it basically starts. Year 1984. The discourse is based on one pasuk, one verse. Ani hine brisi itoch ve'aisa le'av amongoim. When God tells Avram to circumcise himself, he tells him, my pact is with you, my covenant is with you, and you will be the father of many nations. That's what the verse actually says. And we know, diuk means like to be precise. We know how the Alter Rebbe, Admon HaZaken, Rabbi HaZaken is the Alter Rebbe, the founder of Chabad, has a discourse on this same verse. And then the Rebbe brings like a very technical note between parentheses. This discourse of the Alter Rebbe is from the year Tavkuf Samach Beis, which is 1802. It's printed in this book, such and such book, and there's another version of this same discourse in a different book by the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek was a grandson of the Alter Rebbe. There's another version of this same discourse, and in that second version it says that the Alter Rebbe heard this discourse from the Maggid of Mezritch. So there are two versions. One version is just the Alter Rebbe saying something, and the second version says that I heard that the Alter Rebbe heard from his teacher this idea. Yeah. Okay, those are the two, like a very technical thing.
Yeah.
So the Alter Rebbe asks, what's the connection between the things over here? What two things? When Avram circumcised himself, he cut the orla. Orla is like, I don't know how to say this in English. In Spanish it's prepucio, whatever. It's a piece of flesh. Uh-huh. When he cut this, then you're going to be the father of many nations. What's the connection? Like, why? And the main point of the explanation is, as is explained in the different discourses that we mentioned, two versions, through the two verses, etc., the explanation is that as follows. Abraham, our forefather, his quality, his attribute was chesed, kindness. As it's explained in the works of our sages, and in particular in the most primitive inyanim, when you look at things from a deeper perspective, like mystics and Kabbalah, etc., as it says in the Midrash. The Midrash, our sages say that the patriarchs, forefathers, they were the Merkava, this carriage that Yehezkel saw, that's represented by our forefathers. Abraham was a carriage to the quality of chesed. To explain this, very, very simple actually, what's a carriage? A carriage actually only follows where the horses go. And the horses, in the best case, go where the rider says, let's go to the right, let's go to the left, whatever the case is. So to be a carriage to something, which means is you're an expression of this thing in this world. And you actually do whatever this thing dictates that you should do, that's where you are. That's what it means to be a carriage, or to midas hachesed in this case, Avram, to the kindness of God. How do you know this? Because it's written in Sefer HaBoyer. In this book, Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana wrote, we're talking about approximately year 100 of the Common Era, that the midas hachesed, the quality of chesed, the attribute of chesed of God, complained in front of God, and says, from the days that Avram is in the earth, I did not need to do my job, because Avram is over there and doing my job. That's the complaint of Midas HaChesed. Why did the Rebbe bring this? The Rebbe, in this particular Maimer, is not interested in explaining what Chesed means, what kindness means, what the Kabbalah is. That's not the point of it. The point is just to bring a proof, a textual proof, that Avram is connected to Chesed, to kindness. Whatever that means, but Avram is Chesed, is kindness.
Can you read also the Hebrew text, please?
Sure, of the Sefer HaBoyer.
It's easier to follow.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I'm sorry. I completely forgot. Yeah, let's go.
No problem.
You want me to go back or just forward?
No, you can. Yeah, no, okay. I know where you are.
Okay. Dimi Alosh and Miemei, I'm sorry. Heyei Savram Ba'aretz, from the language of our sages in the Sefer HaBoyer. From the days, what did they say? From the days that Avram is in the land, in the earth, mashma, it sounds from there, Dehainu, gam lifnei shenimal. That means, even before he was circumcised. So, okay, you want to tell me that Avraham represents chesed, kindness of God. Very nice. But that doesn't have any connection whether Avraham was circumcised or not. Because the wording of our sages is, from the days that Avraham was born. Oh, okay, he wasn't born circumcised. He only circumcised when 75 years old. So, I'm sorry, 99 years old. I'm sorry, 99 years old. So, we see that, okay, Avraham is connected to chesed, to kindness, and for some reason, he's only the father of all the nations after circumcision. Why? This we don't understand. Mizemuvan, from here we understand, the inyono shel Avraham, ayam shachas ha-chesed shelemayla. The thing of Avraham was to project the kindness of God from him, from God, into this earth, from above to below. Umitam ze, for this reason, hayu yordim az neshomis gevoyois, gam leumis oilam. For this reason, they descend on those days that Avraham was here in the world, working, etc., etc., doing the work of kindness of God, very high souls, even in the nations of the world. Even in the Umis Oilam, the nations of the world. Like, there were special people within non-Jews. They were not Jews either, but special people. Don't come to say, they were all non-Jews, forget it. No. Special people over there. Why? The projection of kindness is through another expression of God, which is called Yesoit. Let's make a parenthesis over here to explain what the Rebbe is saying here. It's simple, but needs like some brief explanation. The idea is like this. Our sage is saying, Kabbalah, there are 10 spheres, 10 emanations or whatever, expressions of God. Each one of them has a meaning and has a place, a very important place in the projection from the highest levels to the lowest levels. What does that mean, that projection? Let's take an example of teacher and a student. The teacher has, just an example, the teacher has an idea and the student doesn't know this idea. So the teacher has to convey this idea to the student. So many steps have to happen from the teacher's mind to go actually into the student's mind, so many steps that we need to define those steps in order to be able to actually teach. So how does Kabbalah, our sages, define those steps? The first step is Chochmah. I'm not going to go through all of the things, but you have to have the idea. If you don't know how to teach and you don't know what to teach, forget it. You have to have something you want to teach. Okay. In this case, the Rebbe is talking about Chesed, kindness. Kindness means, in this transmission from the teacher to the student, actually transmitting infinitely. This would mean, like a math teacher goes into the class of first grade and starts teaching everything about math, like infinitely math, from how to sum two numbers to integrals and then whatever, the most complex things in the world, he teaches everything. Chesed, I'm good, I'm kind. Like a very, of course, a very stupid example, but that's, to be clear, if there's a person on the 10th floor screaming, push me, I want to die, I want, push me, comes a good guy and pushes him. Why? I'm good. You don't want to push? I'm going to give you a push. You're a fool, of course, you're not good. You're a fool, but I'm good. Goodness, only goodness. I do everything that people want. And you push him. Okay, so that's chesed. Of course, a teacher cannot teach everything every time. So chesed has to be like molded and restricted. Okay, that's another thing. That's gvura, tiferes. I'm not going to go into that. What's yesoid? Yesoid means, in the case of the teacher, the pleasure of teaching. If the teacher doesn't like teaching, forget it. Even though he's a great master of whatever he wants, he's not going to be able to teach. Impossible. Because he doesn't like it. Like, he stands in front of the kids and says, these kids, what am I doing here? Forget it, you're not going to teach. So that's yesoid. So now let's go back to the mind. Am shachas ha-chesed yal yedei ha-yesoid. How do you project chesed, kindness, which actually, the Rebbe is only talking about chesed because we're talking about Avraham, and that's kindness. But every amshacha, every projection has to be through yesoid. It doesn't really matter what you project, it has to be through yesoid. You have to like what you're doing. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to do it. Amshachas ha-chesed hi al-yidei yesoid. The projection of chesed, of kindness, is through, that's what it's called yesoid, but whatever. Yesoid, when you see the spheroids, the godly expressions, like in three lines, yesoid is in the line in the middle, and it's right in the place of the bris, of the circumcision. That's what it is. And many, many places in the Zohar is called directly bris. That's what yesoid is called. Covenant. The key, and she has lo yidnim el adayin, and because Abraham was still not circumcised until God told him whatever, and there was no separation between the orla, this piece of flesh that is God, from the yesoid, from the thing itself. He doesn't want to mention it. So lefichach, since everything was like one unity, one thing, lefichach nimshach hachesed gam be'eile ashayachim levchinas orla. Hainu umis oilam. That's why the kindness of God was projected even to those that have a relationship with orla. I'll explain this in a minute. Orla. That means the nations of the world. Chapter 1. What is he saying? He's saying like this. It's difficult to find examples because it's like a mystical thing. But the idea is like this. When you have something good, but this thing is covered and it's not visible, anyone can benefit from that thing. Because the thing itself is not visible. It's like saying, again, it's difficult to find examples, but it's like saying, suppose a child doesn't know, because it's a child, whatever, the cost of things. He doesn't know how much a thing costs. And he doesn't understand how much a grown-up works, and sometimes very hard to raise the money and to pay for whatever he has to pay. The child only sees, for instance, a toy. And he receives a new toy. And actually, this toy was so expensive, the child doesn't understand it. He just sees the toy. And he starts playing, and it broke. Give me a new one. Oy vey, I paid like $1,000 for this toy. It's not so easy to buy it. And he doesn't care. That idea is like covered. So he can benefit from this toy, even though it's such an expensive thing, anybody can benefit from it, and he can do whatever he wants, and he doesn't really know how to deal with this toy because he doesn't understand where it comes from, what's behind the toy, so to speak. Such as a regular toy of $2. It's $1,000 thing. So take care of it. The boy doesn't understand it. The child doesn't get it. The same thing is going on with the orla. The orla means there's a covering to the member, so to speak. What that means, mystically speaking, the ashpa, the influence of the member of Yesoid should be actually focused. Should be put in one place. And that energy should go to one place. But if it's covered, it can go anywhere. Anybody can benefit from it. For good and for not good. That's why he's saying, look, God has many, many special souls. That those souls actually come from the kindness of God. That is given to everybody and is given very high souls to, etc., etc. And since this chesed, this kindness, was like covered, because Abraham did not cut, steal that flesh, etc. Since it was covered, it could go to anywhere, even to the nations of the world. That's what he's saying over here. Once Yesoid is revealed, like if the child would really understand what it takes to raise that money, what it took to buy the toy, he would really take care of it. He would really take care of it, because he understands it. Okay, so that's the first chapter. We find a question. The question is, what's the connection between being circumcised and suddenly becoming the father of many nations? What's the connection? So the first thing that the Rebbe explained is, look, Avraham means chesed, kindness. Kindness means giving, 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 infinite giving. And since the source, so to speak, of this infinite giving is covered, so it can take, it can reach any place, anywhere, even very high souls in the nations of the world. Behine, second chapter. Now, Bebi Urainyan Mashalif Neyamila, Haisam Shachas Neshamois El Yoines, Sadiki Muflagim, Gam Leumois Oilam, to explain this idea that before Abraham was circumcised, there was a projection of very high souls. Tzadiki muflagim, very high, just people. Really, muflag means like infinite, like very special people, even in the nations of the world. How do you explain this? Why? Maybe he brings, that means the Alter Rebbe brings, benusach hechod me'oisei maimer, in one of those versions of the discourse mentioned before, dugma lazemi mesushelach. He brings, the Alter Rebbe brings an example of mesushelach. He was very, very high guy, very important guy, etc., etc. And he was not Jew. There were no Jews yet. Now the Rebbe wants to explain that. Let's say the following thing. When you see in a Hasidic discourse, Yesh Loimar means, I'm going to say something that was not in the previous ones. And this is what I understand. Yesh Loimar, we could say like this. Shebetzadiki muflagin gufa, harei ze dugma maflia. Within, even within the most just people, this example of Mesushelach, it's a very difficult to understand example. It's a very amazing example. An amazing example. Why? Ki noi savla ze shehu chai mispar shanim agodel beyoser, in addition to the fact that he, Mesushelach, lived the most amount of years that any human being lived, 969 years, if I don't remember wrong. This shows you that in that guy there was a very strong projection of kindness because he lived a lot. In addition to this, in the influence of Mesushelach was not only within him, like he was a good guy. Rather, it was only also, he influenced also in the people of his generation. What was the generation of Mesushelach? B'nei Dor HaMavul, the people of the flood. Shehoyu Reshaim Chule, they were very wicked people, etc. So how do you know that Mesushelach influenced in these people? Ki Yadua, as it's known, Shakash Baruch Hu Ike V'Samavul B'Shiva Yomim Eveilu Shem Mesushelach. God prevented the flood 7 days. He waited for the flood 7 additional days to wait until the Eveiloi, how do you say Eveiloi, that Mesushelach was, he passed away.
Morning period, exactly.
That's the word. So God waited 7 days for the morning period of Mesushelach. So apparently God should have brought the Mabul, the flood, 7 days before. These people were so weak, you deserve to die. I'm going to wait. Why? In the merit of Mesushelach. So he actually influenced the whole generation. Everybody lived 7 days more. Behainu, this means, the Lord rak shebachayim chayuse be'almadei. Not only, this is like an Aramaic expression, not only while he was alive in this world, physically speaking, he prevented the flood. That also, in addition to this, even after his death, he prevented, because of him, the flood for 7 days. The flood could have been before also. Like, imagine, if 7 days ago, the whole world, which wasn't so big, but it doesn't matter, the whole humankind, were so bad 7 days ago, like 10 days ago, is the same, like 12 days ago, like 15 days ago, a month ago, something changed. These people are so wicked for years already. Why didn't God bring the flood before? Because of Mesushelach. There's a one guy over here, it's a good guy, he's a tzaddik. So I'm not destroying anything. I'm not touching the world because this guy is alive. Now he passed away because whatever, his limit reached. He passed away. I'm going to wait 7 more days because of him. So he was a great guy, important guy. Even though during his lifetime and after his lifetime, the situation of the world was such that the whole world was full with violence and robbery, and even when he was alive. But God said, I'm not going to destroy the world. I love this guy. And was even worse from than the times of the generation of the separation, when the people built the Tower of Babel and they were separated, the languages, etc., etc. That the times of the flood were even worse. After all, the people of the separation were not killed, they were just separated. But the people of the flood were killed, so it was really worse. Interestingly, our sages explain it. The Rebbe makes reference to this. In the parentheses, the Rebbe says, the Rebbe brings a midrash. The midrash says that what's the difference between these people of the flood, the people of the flood, and the people of the Tower of Babel? The people of the Tower of Babel were against God. They wanted to build a thing to fight God. That's one of the explanations, at least. So, okay, you want to fight God. But between them, There were love, there was brotherhood, and everything was okay. But the people of the flood, they hated each other, and they killed each other. There are two types of commandments between God, between the man and God, and between man and his other men. So the people of the flood were bad between them, one man to another man. The people of the Tower of Babel between man and God. So God says, okay, I can take that. You don't like me? It's okay. No problem. But you don't like your brother? I can't stand that. Impossible. So he killed, so to speak, all the people of the flood, and he just separated the people of the Tower of Babel. And even so, even though the earth was full of robbery and killing, etc., etc., Nisake biglolo yamavul leshivas yamim. The flood was prevented for 7 days. So this guy, Mesu Shelach, was a great guy. Not only that he lived a lot, and that means chesed and kindness, this was a special person. The Rebbe goes even further. This preventing of the mabul of the flood was not only down here. Okay, people keep being killed, and people, and then the rain, etc., etc. No. In the whole chain of worlds. That means anything that happens down here, actually, this is an argument. It's a very abstract argument. But is the Torah talking about this world and referring to something spiritual? Or is the Torah talking about something spiritual referring to this world? It's subtle and an abstract thing. But in any case, the fact that there was no flood down here, it means that in the spiritual worlds, there was also no flood. No flood. And when the flood was down here, that means that in the spiritual worlds, there was a flood. Whatever that means, but there was a flood. But the Rebbe is going further and saying the fact that there was no flood down here because of Mesut Shelach, that means that the whole creation, physically speaking and spiritually speaking, were waiting for Mesut Shelach. The whole creation, as a whole, everybody was stopped. Wait a second, this guy is important to me. Angels and spheres, whatever you want to say, it doesn't matter. Everyone and everybody was waiting for Mesut Shelach. Everybody was pending on Mesut Shelach. It's important. The Rebbe doesn't bring it, but it's interesting. The Alter Rebbe brings it. The Alter Rebbe says that the Mabul, the flood, was not a punishment. Doesn't make any sense. Wasn't a punishment. The flood was tahara, purity. God was purifying the world. El Treves explains it, and he said it clearly and explains it. So according to that, I don't know why the Rebbe doesn't bring it, but according to that, it's even stronger. Because the purity of the whole world, physically and spiritually speaking, was waiting for Mr. Shelah. Everybody was quote unquote impure. Let's wait for Mr. Shelach. It doesn't matter if we are impure. No, Mr. Shelach, we have to wait for him. Then we're going to be pure. It's a strong thing. Sharia ma'avul haya b'chol seder ishtash. Because indeed, the flood happened physically speaking and spiritually speaking in the whole chain of worlds, etc., etc. Yeseira mizu, even more, says the Rebbe. The whole man ze shenisake v'avavu v'igloloi haya matzav she'im yoshuvu yu gishmei brach. All the time that the flood was prevented from coming because of Mesushelach, the world was in a situation that if people would have done tshuva, would have repented, the rain would have been a rain, but a rain of brach, of blessing. Rain, okay, I'm going to send rain. I'm not going to change that, but it's going to be a blessing. Hainu, that means tachlis ashleimus dibracha. That means the complete plenity, I don't know how to say it, like real complete blessing. Real blessing. In the merit of Mesu Shelach. Shemikol ze muvan, from all of this you can understand, eich shelibnei milas Avram, how, before the circumcision of Avram, haya inyan neshomois agvoyois, there was such a thing as very high souls, and the projection of kindness from above to below, even in the nations of the world. This guy was a very special guy, definitely. And with this we can understand that specifically after being circumcised, this guy called Abraham, whatever, he's circumcised, he became the father among nations. Why? Kihine. Now, inyan av among goyim, who? What does that mean to be a father, a forefather, whatever, between nations, or many nations? Shuv bechinas av u'moishel v'sheilet aleihem. That he is the father and like the ruler on them. That's what it means an av, a forefather. He's the ruler. The boss, so to speak. We live near Amila before the circumcision. Mikiv and Shia Isam Shachas Achesed Shelemaila. Uneshamos Givoyes Gam Legoim. Because there was a projection of kindness of God from above and very high souls. Also to non Jews, Le Umaisa Oilam, to the nations of the world. Lochen, therefore, Lehoyole Avram Shlita Aleim Kolkach. Avram could not rule over them so much. Like people would have said, who are you? We don't need you. We have Chesed Hashem. We have the kindness of God. We don't need you. Go talk somewhere else. We don't understand your monotheism. Who are you? Why? The Davka Keshenim El Avram, only when Avram actually circumcised, the Nifreda Ha'orla Min Abris, Shubhinas Yesoit, and there was a separation of the orla, this piece of flesh, from the covenant. That means the expression of God called Yesoid, fundamental, whatever. Hainu. That means she'enu moisa oila mekablim yoser mecheset shelemaila kama Yisrael. That means that the nations of the world would not receive from God's kindness like Jewish people. I'll explain this in a minute. There's definitely a change from before the circumcision to after the circumcision. Before the circumcision, everybody can benefit from this, whatever, this projection of kindness. After the circumcision, forget it. Projection of kindness is in the Jewish people. As, therefore, Davka Nipal Inyanava Mongoim. That's why only after the circumcision there's such a thing as being the father of many nations. She Avram actually became a father. What does it mean a father? Shoile to Moshe Alein. He governed, he ruled over them. Again, this idea of Orla, of, I don't know how to say Orla, actually doesn't have any translation. Rashi says, it's in the Parsha of this week, Parsha's Kedoshim. Rashi says, Atimtu. Atimtu means like to be closed, to be like the fruit and the covering of the fruit. How do you say, you peel the covering, whatever. The fruit is over there, but the covering doesn't allow you to see it. That's why anybody can do whatever he wants from the fruit, and he doesn't really realize that you have an orange in your hand. You could eat it. No, it starts throwing at the bot. You can eat this, and you're hungry. Why don't you eat? I didn't even know there was a fruit over there. I just saw a covering, and I tried it. It's really bitter. I don't like it. There's a fruit in here. Okay, so that's what the Orla means. That's what the Orla means. So what I understand that the Rebbe is saying over here is like this. Avam Goyim, to be a father, doesn't mean in blood father. Definitely, like we said before, Abraham was not the blood father of all the nations. No, definitely not. However, Av over here, a father means like the ruler. What's the ruler over here? What's the governor, so to speak? He decides where the money of the city, of the country, is actually applied. We have to build a bridge over here, and we have to buy a new water plant, and we have to buy a nuclear plant. Okay, so let's decide. The king, so to speak, would decide. Now, the bridge is more important than the nuclear plant. For whatever reason, the king decides this, so he applies all the resources of the country in this place. Before you have a king, actually a ruler, you don't really know where to apply the money of the country. The country has money, the country is okay, but you don't know what to do with the money. You need somebody that tells you specifically where this is going to go. That's Abraham. He said the kindness of God was available. Yeah. To the point, like the Rebbe explained before, Mr. Shelach, he lived so many years and had such a great guy, etc., etc. And actually, everybody lived, even though there were such wicked guys, they didn't die until the flood, etc. But even though they were wicked, they lived anyway. Why? Chesed Hashem, the kindness of God. He's good, he gives life to everybody. But after Abraham becomes the father, Shoilet, so to speak, now you reveal that there's a fruit, you reveal that there's a kavana, an intention of a creation, and there's a God, and he has a will, etc., etc. Now the energy doesn't go everywhere. Now forget it. The energy goes to a specific place where, like Avram, so to speak, it doesn't sound so good, and I don't know if the Rebbe is actually saying this, but Avram would decide where the energy goes, something like that. I'm not sure if it's 100% correct what I said, but something like that. That's what it means to be Avam Goyim, the father of many, many nations. He would decide, he would rule over the nations. But before he made the breeze, he wasn't the Avam Goyim, he wasn't the father of many nations, because Chesed was anyway available. Kindness available. The Hine. Now, that means, in general, to be the father of many nations, like all the nations, whatever. Yesh oy pirush. There's another explanation of what it means, actually, Avam Goyim, to be the father of nations. And what's that other explanation? Shehu Av Legeirim. Avraham was the father, and actually is the father, of all the converts. Vegam inyan zeh, also this idea, inyan ageirus, the idea of conversion, nase al yedei hamila, also has a relationship to the bris, to the circumcision. So before actually going into this chapter, until here, the Rebbe explained one idea of being Avam Goyim, the forefather of many nations. What's that idea? That, so to speak, Avraham is going to decide where Chesed Hashem goes. Before the breeze, it went everywhere. After the breeze, goes to a specific place. Okay, that's one explanation. Now it's going to go to a different explanation, a new one, so to speak, a different one. What's a different one? Look, one more point. And that's why before the circumcision, Abraham was not the forefather of many nations. Everybody had Chesed Hashem. After circumcision, Abraham is the one deciding. Okay, so now we understand the connection between the circumcision and being the father of many nations, because you're going to decide where these souls actually go. Okay, nice. We could finish over here. But the Rebbe brings another explanation. The Rebbe says, look, before circumcision, forget about conversion. There's no such a thing. I'm not talking about like this, the method of converting. I'm not talking about that. Like history, in history, speaking in history, before Abraham circumcised, there was no such a thing as conversion. Forget it. After Abraham circumcised, oh, now there's such a thing as conversion. So the question becomes exactly the same that the Alter Rebbe asked. Why? What's the connection of being circumcised, not that a person circumcised, of Abraham being circumcised, and now there's such a thing as conversion? Hello, conversion, everybody can convert. Why? What's the difference? This is what the Alter Rebbe is going to explain now. The Alter Rebbe explains in his discourse, which our discourse is based on that, the Hine Misbar Le'el, we explained before, the Livne Amila Hayu Yordin Neshamos Gevoyois Gam Le'um Yisa'oilam Kanizkar Le'el, that even before, that before the circumcision of Abraham, there were high souls descending also into the nations of the world. Umitam ze, and for this reason, Le'hoyo Inyan Agedus Livne Milas Abraham, there was no such a thing as converting before Abraham circumcised. Why? Because even in the nations of the world, there were very high souls. There was no such a thing as a reason why you should convert. There was no such a thing as will to convert. I don't need to convert. I can access, like a non-Jew can act before Abraham circumcised. I can access the same kindness of God being, quote unquote, a Jew or not being a Jew. It doesn't make any difference. Why? Because God's kindness is available to everybody. You don't need to be Abraham. You don't need to be Mr. Shelach. Forget it. Everybody can enjoy God's kindness. Masha'en ken acharei milas Abraham, which is not the case after Abraham circumcised, shenase yerida beumos ha'olam. There was, these words of the Rebbe are amazing, okay? Amazing, amazing ideas. I never heard anybody say these ideas. After Abraham made the circumcision, there was a descent in the nations of the world. There was a descent. Now you have, quote unquote, because Abraham was not a Jew, but whatever, quote unquote. Now you have Jews and non-Jews. And Jews are over here on top, and non-Jews are over down there, yeah, poor guys, over down there. Yerida, there's a descent. Hine, now, Zeh yasiba sheyi lahem rotzen lizgayim. That itself is the reason why they want to convert. At least some of them, whatever. Because they feel, hey, I was left out. No. Before Abraham made the circumcision, I was not left out. I could access God and kindness, etc., etc. Now, this guy is circumcised, and I cannot access that. Why not? I want that. I want to go back to that state, so to speak. This is what the Alter Rebbe brings, of what's the difference between before circumcision and after circumcision of Abraham. Before circumcision, anyway, nobody wanted to convert. What do you need it for? After circumcision, hey, we want to convert. We were left out. Okay. With this, the Alter Rebbe explains in his discourse, we don't find today many converts that come from Ishmael, from the Arab world. We don't find so many Arabs that want to be Jews. It's not such a thing. Because Ishmael, like the forefather of the Arabs, was born before Abraham was circumcised. So he had access to Chesed Hashem. Actually, Ishmael, this is a long thing, but Ishmael represents Chesed the Klipa. Klipa means like impurity, Chesed means kindness, but kindness in a non-good way. Whatever that means. Velochen, therefore, Av sheyesh boy gam keninyan neshamos hagvoyes chulei, even though Ishmael, listen to these words, has also very high souls. I don't know what it means. Very high souls, etc. The Rebbe says, etc. Ukemaima. Like this, our sages say, Avram yatsam imen Ishmael. Avram was such a great guy, but however, came out of him Ishmael. Actually, he was the son of Avram. He was a high person also. Even so, we don't find many converts that come from the Arab world. Because Ishmael was born before the circumcision of Abraham. Which is not the case with Esav, the grandson of Abraham. You find more converts that won't come from the Occident, so to speak, from this part of the world. You have more converts. Why? Because he was born after the circumcision, and now they have this descent, and they have this will. I want to also be connected, so to speak, like the Jews. Therefore, even though you don't find such high souls in the children of Esav, but you find converts. Because he was born, Esav, after there was a separation between the Orla, this piece of flesh, and the member itself, the Aver, whatever, the Bris, the covenant. As our sages say, the descendants of Abraham is going to be within Yitzchak, not within Ishmael. Be'itzchak, when I call Yitzchak, within Yitzchak, but not every son, all the children of Yitzchak. Yaakov, yes, Esav, no. So in this paragraph, the Rebbe is explained, he didn't finish this, but the Rebbe is explaining something interesting. Look, definitely before and after the Bris, for the gating, for the converts, it's a huge difference. And where does it come, like the very deep, something sometimes not even conscious, very deep will, desire of some people to convert, where does it come from? Because they feel we were left out. I was left out. Don't leave me out. This is what the Rebbe just explained. The Rebbe says, we're going to learn this next week, but the Rebbe says, to me, something amazing. Okay, non-Jews were left out. This is what the Rebbe said, like it or not. Non-Jews were left out. Forget it, yeah, you're low, Yerida. But the Rebbe says, you know what? Every descent is for a next ascent. You can't just stay like that. You were left out, so push for it. Look for it. The Rebbe is going to say something amazing. When a convert converts, when actually a person converts, he or she, whatever, it's the same thing. It's like, that's the reason why he was born, or she was born non-Jew, to reach a higher level by converting.